Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1. Visible translated text is as follows. Hickson, Annie, C. Continued April 27th. Frank and wife came to Ursenbach's to dinner, page 122. As was their custom, page 122. Laughed and talked, page 122. Nothing unusual about Frank, page 122. Not nervous or excited, page 122. Hoffman, Henry, April 26th. Matthew's car due 12:07 p.m. at Broad and Marietta Streets, page 230. Matthew's works under Hoffman, page 230. Has run ahead of time, page 231. Hollis, W.T., April 26th. Conductor English Ave car, page 84. Deceased wrote on car of by herself, page 84. No boy with her, page 84. She was accustomed to ride on Hollis car 2 or 3 times a week, page 84. Left car at Hunter and Broad Streets, page 84. Epps George, witness knows. Page 84. Not with the deceased. On car 26th, page 84. Oliver Street, Epps did not take car at page 85. Undertakers, page 85. Witness saw body of deceased at page 85. Holloway, EF, April 26, 6:30 to 11:45 a.m. at factory, page 29. 7 a.m., denim and white came in, page 30. 7 a.m., shortly after Alonzo Manny, page 30. 8:30 to 8:45 a.m. Frank came, page 31. 9 a.m., Darley came, page 31. 9:10 a.m., Miss Hall came, page 31. 9:30 a.m., Frank and Darley go to Montag Bros, page 30. 10:30 a.m., Holloway checked freight, page 32. Witness did not see Conley, 26th, page 78. April 28th. Great excitement at factory, page 80. Compelled to shut down at 8:30 a.m., page 80. Clark Woodware Company, page 77. Door 2, not locked, page 77. Nailed up but found open after tragedy, pages 77, 79. Ksaing Nia.